Well, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. You know, I just love him. Do you ever take the time to love on him and appreciate him and tell him how faithful he is and righteous? I mean, do you ever spend time with him, just loving on him, asking him for nothing, wanting nothing from him, just to spend time with him and appreciate his goodness and his mercy, his faithfulness toward us? I mean, he does keep on making a way and doing the absolute impossible. And for that, we do appreciate him. We honor him and we give him the glory. Well, let's take a minute and talk to you before we get into prayer. First of all, you that may be your first time on here, welcome to our prayer line. Welcome to the time where we shift heaven and earth. Yeah, what do we call it? The Underground Railroad. Matter of fact, I'm thinking that for January 14th and 15th in Mobile, Alabama, we should call it the Underground Railroad. Maybe if we can come up with a name, Underground Railroad on wheels, the Underground Railroad is coming to your city, you know, because it's moving. You know, it's moving. Or should we call it the Underground Train? I don't know. But I need us to come up with something, because we are believing God, that God is raising up in us a generation of prayer warriors and intercessors, people who are moving and shifting heaven and earth. And I want us to understand that we must be strategic in our prayers. All right? It's not enough just to pray, just to be shooting those shotguns. That's what a lot of y'all do. Y'all just shoot shotguns in prayer. All right? We don't want to shoot shotguns. All right? We want to pray specifically and strategically. We want to be snipers. We want to be Navy SEALs in the spirit. Get the job done. Hit our target and hit it with precision and accuracy. Now, people don't know what we're doing, and it's okay. But I want us, especially when we go in January, I want us to get to a place of prayer and intercession where we move heaven and earth, where literally cities or states begin to call us in to come and pray. We shift things. We shift regions. We shift territories. And we target things in prayer. And it's not about us, but it's about that region and that territory. And what you make happen in the life of somebody else, God will make happen in your life. First of all, number one, you can do nothing on earth, or God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. God needs an individual to operate with on earth. I sought for a man that was standing the gap, that would make up the hedge, but I could not find anybody, all right? That means that the God of the universe, who runs everything, who controls everything, is looking for individuals to stand in the gap on behalf of the earth. But not only is he looking for somebody to stand in the gap on behalf of the earth, but he's looking for someone to stand in the gap on behalf of your family, on behalf of your bloodline, on behalf of your children, on behalf of your church. Amen. If God is showing things to you and revealing things to you about your family, about your church, about your job, you're that individual that God is looking for to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Did you hear that? I said, you're the individual that God is looking for to stand in the gap and to indeed make up the hedge. And if that is true, that God wants to use you to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge. If that's true, all right, you want to be that individual who gives yourself to prayer, gives yourself to intercession, that individual who prays, who moves heaven and earth, to be that one that God can depend on. Now, I want to challenge everybody on here, and I've said it before, to get a book called John Hyde, The Apostle of Prayer, J-O-H-N-H-Y-D-E. The Apostle of Prayer, John Hyde. I know no one who prayed like him. Now, I'm not telling you there are other intercessors, but this man prayed so much that when he died, the middle of his chest, his heart had shifted from the left cavity to the right because he gave himself to intercession and to prayer. And his prayer was, Lord, give me souls lest I die. Every day of his life, he interceded for souls. Every morning, he interceded for souls. He would go to meetings, and while everybody was out having service, John Hyde would be in the back praying and interceding. And that's my desire, to train up intercessors and spiritual snipers and Navy SEALs that can hit things in the spirit. We're going to Alabama the 14th and the 15th of January. Well, what does that mean? That means we need to find out who the mayor is. These are projects. We need to find out who the governor is. We need to find out who the chief of police is, the fire department chief. We need to find out who the chief judge is. We need to find out what is the strong man in that area. And we have to go to those areas and attack it. We're not just there praying just to go from city to city and have a good time. We need to be able to attack these things in prayer. And I don't even know why the Holy Ghost got me going in this direction, but I'm trying to tell you that there are things in your family that you want to change, and they will change, but you have to target them, have to be strategic. You have to stay at it, and don't pray for nothing else until you get that thing. Now, of course, we've been on the prayer line for almost 2 months now. And because it's been 2 months, a lot of times we hit something, and I don't always stay on it because I want to give you more prayer points. But I think that we got to start targeting things and hitting things until we get results, all right? Because God can do nothing until somebody prays. But it cannot be any kind of prayer. It must be the effectual, and it must be the fervent prayers of the righteous. Did you hear that? I said it has to be effectual. And it got to be fervent, effectual, fervent, effectual, fervent, effectual and fervent. What that means? Don't stop. What does that mean? Keep praying. What does that mean? Keep going until you get results. Keep going till that wall comes down. Keep going till that thing shifts. Keep going until that thing's turned, until that thing moves. And if it don't move, you stay on it. You stay on your son in prayer. You stay on your daughter in prayer. You stay on your husband and pray and say, you know what, not another month. I'm going to hit my husband in prayer, and I'm going to target him in prayer until I see deliverance. Again, you have that confidence because you can decree a thing and it shall be established. You are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And because you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, you can pray from a kingdom perspective. Are you listening to me? I said you can pray from a kingdom perspective. You can pray and declare and decree things, and it will happen just like you declare it. It will happen just like you speak it. All right? So this is what we're going to pray right now, because God is looking for somebody to pray. You have a son who is bound. You have a daughter who is bound. You have a father, a mother who is bound. But tonight we are praying that every bondage that is on your brother, that's on your sister, every bondage on your family, we are commanding them to be loose from every bondage. We are commanding them to be released from every stronghold. Jesus said to the woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. That's our prayer. We are praying today that every individual connected to us that is bound in any kind of way, that they'll be loose. Reba, lala, makian, kalamanda, lahosa. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. As I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you that every individual is being loose from every stronghold. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that your word declares that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And because my prayers avail much, I lift up my family. I lift up those who are bound by strongholds, who are bound by addictions, who are bound by habits, who are bound by spirits of oppression, of depression, spirits of gluttony, spirits of pride and arrogance. Father, as I lift my voice and pray, I thank you that every stronghold is being broken off of their life. I loose them from every stronghold. I loose them from every power. I loose them from every demonic spirit that has been sent to torment their life. And today as I pray, I command every bondage to be broken. I command every bondage be broken off of my family, off of my mother, off of my father, off of my sister, my brother, off of my husband, my wife. Father, I lift up my son. I lift up my daughter. I lift up nieces and nephews, aunties and uncles, and I thank you that bondages are being broken. I command my son to be loose. I command my daughter to be loose. I command him to be loose from every habit, be loose from every addiction, be loose from every reoccurring habit, every stronghold of the enemy, every nail, every grip that Satan has on my family. Satan, by divine authority, by the power of the blood, loose your hold. Loose your hold now. Take your hands off of God's daughters. Take your hand. Oh, there it is. Come on, pray. Take your hands off of God's son. Satan, as I lift my voice, I command you to loose your grip. Loose your grip off of God's woman. Loose your grip off of God's daughter, off of God's son. I lift up those who are bound in the streets, those who are bound in hospitals, those who are bound in facilities, drug rehab, bound by alcohol, but they belong to you according to your predestinated plan. As we lift our voice and we pray, we command every stronghold, be broken, be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Clap your hand. Stomp your feet. And command every bondage to be broken. Hey, hey, hey. Command every bondage to be broken. I break every bondage. I loose them. I loose my son. I loose my niece. I loose my wife. I loose my husband from every stronghold, every demon. Ile ala danda la dudala baha. Rabala bakusuleme. Limindele kitaya. You know their name. Call their name. Call their name. You know your brother's name. You know your sister's name. Command Eddie to be free. Command Johnny to be free. Command Larry to be free. Command Elizabeth to be free. Be free. Be free. I loose my son. I loose my daughter. I loose them now from every attack, every generational attack, every stronghold attack, every attack that came down the generation. I loose them from it. I loose them from the grip of the enemy. I loose them from the chains of the enemy. I loose them now from every bondage, every demonic bondage, every demonic prison that they have been in. I command them to be loose. I command them to be loose. I command them to be loose from every barricade. Be loose from every barrier. Be loose. Hey, malamasha, shatanama, lemendili mi andala kosaya, brankala bala dandili mi, levala dala hazia, zinundili mi kitaya, brankele di ala dandala booba, labandili bi a, labandili bi a, labandili bi andala booba la daya, leben shikina, robo loboku vankili bi krisi bi a, lutane mi kosaya, lendili asha, jandala bohokobo, rokobo loboku ban shikini, likandele bi etaya, lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray, pray, pray. Hele ba shata, shata lama. Command every bondage, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. I command them to be loose from every bondage, loose from infirmity, loose from every stronghold attack of the enemy, loose from every barrier, loose in the name of Jesus. Kola mandele, ila ba shata labaso, lula lababandele meki tolomoya. Jeremiah chapter 6 declares that Jericho was strictly shut in. No one could come in and no one could go out. But the Bible declares that when the people of God shouted, that the wall came down. We are commanding every wall standing between you and your Jericho, standing between you and your promise, standing between you and your promotion. We are commanding every wall, come down. Now, now, raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, every wall standing between me and my destiny. Tonight, as I lift my voice and I pray, I command every wall come down. Now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that it is the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous that do avail as much. And by divine authority, I release an atomic bomb against every wall in my life, every wall. I release a bomb against every wall that is hindering my son, that is hindering my daughter, that is hindering my family, that is hindering KCC Charlotte, that is hindering KCC Jacksonville. Every wall, every financial wall, every political wall, every religious wall, every economical wall, every wall that is hindering us from going to the next level, I command those walls to come down now. I command those walls to fall. I command them 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 to fall in the name of Jesus. I come against everything that supports that wall. Everything that is holding that wall up, I command it to be destroyed. And in the name of Jesus, with the hammer of God, I command every wall to come down. With the Abba Alamo Shike, Limandili Bi Adala Ashata, Shatala Makusha, I release a cannonball in the spirit and command every wall that is standing between me and my destiny to come down. Every wall standing between me and my prophecy to come down. Every wall standing between me and my marriage, I command it to come down. Every wall standing between me and my degree, me and my education, me and my next level, me and my promotion. Hey, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, I command every wall come down. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and pray. Command those walls to come down. Every wall of lack, every wall of poverty, every wall of rebellion, every wall that is standing in the way, command that wall to come down. Hey, 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 Shata. Hey, mi kandele me, le mandele bi adala hasha, javule bi krisi bi undala kushna, brankala la mandele bi asaya. Hey, hey, I said I command every wall. I said I command every wall to come down. I command every wall to come down. I command every wall to come down. Every generational wall, every familiar wall, every wall of despair, every wall that is standing between me and my destiny, every wall of competition, every wall of jealousy, every wall of hatred, I command every wall to come down now. Lift your voice, church. Lift your voice on this thing and begin to pray. Every wall that is hindering KCC from walking to the place that you've called them to walk in, every wall that is hindering Charlotte, that is hindering Houston, that is hindering Georgia, Halaboshe, that is hindering Tennessee, that is hindering Jacksonville, I command every wall to fall now. Hey, Shata, I said fall now. Huh, Mikande, I said fall now. Huh, Lishatala, I said fall now. Ho, Mikeme, ho, Makamansha. Hey, I said fall, 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 fall. So I command a beledonda, rabalabande, libandi libikuda lahaya, likusala, remende lebe ata, brankalabala kasaya. I said, wall fall now. I command every wall to fall now. I said, tall. 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 Hey, hey, hey. Shata, Lord, you talking to me. Ye bebe be shete. Ikandili bikunda labaya. Rabalaba sitololobokusha. You do it in me. Lord, you confirm it and I'll do it. Hey, elabohoshaba. Lankele mandia. Confirm it. Confirm it today. Confirm it today, oh God, and I'll do it. Hey, shakalama. Lemandili asoya. Ye kelemanda. I said, walls come down. I said, every wall come down. I command every wall to come down. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Speak to that wall. Command it to come down. You're standing between me and my prophecy. You're standing between me and my money. You're standing between me and my release. As I lift my voice and pray, I command that wall come down now. 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 Hey, Shata. Ha, Mikoshe. Hey, Mikandele. Ho, Mikania, Mikanomohosa, the name of Jesus. Shaba, Handelebe, Lebebebebe, Sete, Zakulamande, Elalalabalabashata. Isaiah 54:17 declares that no weapon, I said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Some of you have been bewitched, you're under a spell. Allah kushale ekola mandalasi. Isanunime kikanta lamai. Mulandala hadididia. Lebe aladandala okoshna. Yembe, yembeni. Mindiri mikikasa. Ila, ikundele adalabasha. Ashine andele azule mekita. Ramandala hosaya. But in the name of Jesus, we are coming against every bewitchment. We are coming against every spell. Are you listening to me? I say we are coming against every spell and every bewitchment. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every spell spoken against my life, spoken against my family, tonight, I reverse it. I reverse it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that I know by the Spirit of God. Hey, Shata. Father, I thank you that I know by the Spirit of God that the enemy has crept in and has caused a bewitchment to come upon your church and to come upon the body of Christ. But in the name of Jesus, I declare by divine authority that every spell is revoked. I revoke every spell. I repeal every bewitchment. Every spell that has been worked on my wife, every spell that has been worked on the church, every spell that has been worked on my husband, on my family, on my children. Yasha, Yasha, Yasha. Father, I come against the spells. I come against every spell that is on every woman that makes them think someone is their husband. Every spell that is on the men that makes them think somebody is their wife. Every spell that makes them come against preachers and pastors. Every spell that has been working against individuals. I command every spell to be broken. Every bewitchment be overturned. I curse every bewitchment. I dismantle every bewitchment. La Shama, every spell that is worked on my son, every spell that they worked on my daughter, every spell that is coming against my mother and father, every spell to control their mind, in the name of Jesus, I cancel every demonic spell. I interrupt Levashataya and intercept every demonic spell, every ungodly bewitchment, every wrong prayer, every hex, every vex, every enchantment, every incantation, every demonic cage that they have done to their mind, where they cage them against their family and cage them against individuals. May the cages be broken. La Shala, Lekebonda, Limandele Andolohoza, Zibandele Kotaya, Labashata, Lebebebebebe Keshete, Lemekonde Lemekikaya, Landele Ozaya, Jankana Moho, Rankalamande, Lemendelebe Adalabahash. Father, in the name of Jesus, may every bewitchment of fatigue, every bewitchment of anxiety, those are keys to let you know when you're under bewitchment, when you're fatigued all the time, when you got anxiety, you're always in distress, you got a loss of self-control, always an accident, always fighting income, always coming against your reputation, always losing position. There is a bewitchment. There is something going on in the spirit to hinder you. But in the name of Jesus, may every bewitchment be overthrown. I overthrow every bewitchment. I cancel every bewitchment. I reverse every bewitchment. I send it back and I reverse it. I reverse it. I reverse it. I reverse it. Hey, hey. Hey, Shata, ho, mikandele me, lamandele bi azika, vikala danza lamaya, reberebe kumasha. Every bewitchment that has been sent against KCC, every bewitchment that has been sent against Brian Karn, every bewitchment against my family, every spell sent against the church, sent against this nation, sent against the president, Father, every spell that has been cast on the president, that has been cast on the vice president, every spell that has been cast on those in government positions, those in power, may those spells be broken. I repeal them. I rebuke them. I revoke them. And I invoke the mind of God. I declare that the only spell will be the spell of the Holy Ghost. Halaban shekeme mekononomoku shabai lemandele kosaya vandele beheta. Hey, 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 shata. Hayabasate italamo kukuman shakana lemandili azoya lalabahatalamandia yelele behoba. May the spells be broken against the bodies of your people. Every spell against their body, against their health, against their children, against their finances, may every spell be broken. My God, I feel it. Hey, shata le mama mama masoko lukundili mikida labaya. Hey. Hey, 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 shata, ho, mikandelebea, yatalaman sakomia, in the name of Jesus. Ilaba, shande, iramasi, ilalababa shata, mandeleme, mankalamondo lolobobo sita, idi alabasha, kamandelebe, the wealth of the sinner, Proverbs 13:22. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. It ain't doing me no good laid up. Hallelujah. I said it ain't doing me no good as long as it's laid up. I needed to leave from being laid up, and I needed to come into my hands now. I command you to call in the wealth of the sinner that has been laid up. See, it's waiting on you to get it. It got your name on it. Don't you know Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and all of them, they got a check with your name on it in the spirit. They just don't know they're supposed to write it to you. But there's an invention that you got that God's going to make them give to. Ha-ya, basha. So we are commanding the wealth of the sinner to come into your hands now. Yes. I say the wealth of the sinner is coming into your hands now. Command the release of the wealth of the sinner. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. By divine authority, I command the wealth of the sinner come to me now. Now. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, as I lift my voice and I pray, I command the release of all wealth that belongs to me. Every wealth, all wealth that is in the hand of the sinner, all wealth that the wicked has that belongs to the church nationally, the church internationally, the body of Christ, not just KCC, but the body of Christ worldwide, the body of Christ everywhere, the body of Christ. I command every church that is in need of increase, may their release come today. I command their release to be released now. All increase that is needed, hey, 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 in the body of Christ to fund the kingdom agenda, may that money be released now. I lift up every pastor everywhere. I lift up every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist and teacher who is struggling financially, who is struggling economically. Father, mendele be kondolobokuda labashata, indele yalamasa, in the name of Jesus, may there be a release of increase. May they see increase in these next 30 days and beyond like never before. May the increase of God be their portion. I command them to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I lift up preachers everywhere. I lift up those missionaries, those who are on the field, those who need increase. Those who need food to eat, those who need places to stay, in the name of Jesus, may that money be released now. I command increase to be released now. Speak to somebody. Speak to a sinner. You said when a man ways, please the Lord, you make it even his enemies. Be at peace with them. So by divine authority and by the authority of your word, by reason of your covenant of not being a man that you should lie, I command, hey, a release. Yala, 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 Yala Moshe, Yen Shere Mekika, Rupulo Pukupa Papa, Lempele Pile Pile Kitala, Rempele Be Christi Be Undala, Lukuna, Lukune Be Ikanda, Ramale Bebede Basha. Hey, 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 I command a release. I command a release. I command what has been laid up for years, what has been laid up for ages. I command it to be released now. I said be released now. Be released now. I command the release. I command the release. Father, you are speaking to millionaires and billionaires, and you are commanding them to release money in the hands of the church, in the hands of the body of Christ, in the hands of us everywhere. I command the release. Kasha, kasha, kasha. Kasha Ekaban Shakuma. I command the release in KCC. Father, you're raising up billionaires in KCC. You're raising up millionaires. And I thank you for a release. Malabasa. Malabasha Talamonia. Menini Andale Mahazo. Luvala Kantele Meye. Imanahazia. Lawandili Mi Ikele. Lintele Mele Kleisteleon. Talawanda La Havala. Vala Duvi Eleve. La Kazuki Ni. Nikundili Mi Ataya. Lendele Bele Adalahasha. In the name of Jesus. Let's do that quickly. Yes, Lord. Let's do that quickly. Let's do that quickly. Let's do that quickly. Everyone in your power that can sow a seed of $13.22, let's sow our seed in faith. You that can go to $PBCJR, let's sow that seed now of $13.22 right now. Let me tell y'all something. Do you know how many people are giving up? They don't want to receive the word of the Lord. They're throwing in the towel. I had a dear brother who got upset with me, sent me an email, got upset with me because I declared that God was going to restore his marriage. He's mad at me, got upset. Thomas said he was going to love his wife like Christ loved the church. But you find out something and no longer want to do it. The word don't change for your feelings. The word don't change for us. The Bible is right. Hey! Halabashakaya. Handala Mahusa. We make these covenants. We got to honor them. Come on, y'all. We talk all this love stuff when it's mushy and gushy. But can you love the unlovable? Can you love when you don't feel like it and you're being hurt and let down? Are you listening to me today? Come on. So I want to say to you right now, every individual who I know, I want you right now to sow that seed. Every person on this phone, we're commanding a release. A release of increase. I'm challenging every one of you to sow that seed of $13.22. $13.22. There are 40 of you who should sow a seed of $100. I don't even, you know, usually I stick with one amount. But there are 40 of you who should sow a seed of $100. I don't know who you are. Just obey God. It's no pressure. But I know it's 40 of you who are supposed to give a seed of $100. But I'm challenging every person to go to $PBCJR, $13.22. Go to the website. Go to the website. If you can't do it on here, briancarn.com. Amen. Hi-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Ya-ba-ba-shata. Are y'all listening to me? Hear me by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Give it on the website. You can mail it in. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But I'm challenging you to sow these seeds in faith and believe God for the supernatural. Now, listen, we are meeting for watch night service. Y'all don't know how excited I'm getting. I'm getting excited. God didn't give me no colors to tell us to wear, but he gave me something to wear. And I'm going to do what God tells me. Hallelujah. But I'm challenging every one of you to bring your seed, to sow your feet. What seed am I talking about? Every individual in KCC, y'all listen to me, because some of y'all just make decisions that y'all not coming with your unrebellious self. I'm not going to speak rebellion over you. You are not rebellious. You are obedient. All of you who are connected are obedient people of God. But I'm challenging every person in KCC, that's Jacksonville, amen, every person in Jacksonville, in Houston, and Charlotte, I'm expecting you to be at our watch night service. That's right. I said, I'm expecting you to be at our watch night service. And what are you bringing? $500 cash. Amen. And God told me to prophesy over your life for the next 12 months. That's right. I'll be giving you the word of the Lord for 12 months. For your whole 2022, you will know exactly what to look for and exactly what to expect. And then on January 14, 15, we're going to Mobile, Alabama, and we're going to start the Underground Railroad, Underground Prayer Movement, something. God's going to give it to us. Amen. And when God gives it to us, we're going to shut it down. Amen. We're going to change the world. Are you ready? Are you ready to change the world city by city, state by state? Amen. Nothing can happen until God prays. And if we can connect with people who desire to pray, people who desire to intercede, people who desire to call on the name of the Lord, if we can do that, we cannot be stopped. We can start a movement around this nation of prayer that will cause a stirring and cause the body of Christ everywhere to begin to pray and to intercede. I'm ready. Oh, yes. I'm ready for it. Well, you are blessed. You are anointed. I look forward to praying with you in the morning at 6 o'clock. I appreciate your dedication, your commitment to this prayer line. But it's not enough just to pray with me. You got to pray at home, and you got to pray by yourself. And what are you praying for? You are praying, all right, that those who are bound in your family are being loose. You are praying, hallelujah, that all of the wealth of the wicked that has been held up from you, we are commanding that to be released right now. How many people know things happen when you pray? We are commanding that, and we're also, palamashande, breaking every spell, every hex and enchantment that's on your family. You're praying that prayer. And you shall have whatever you say. All right? It's praying time. I got somebody's trusting God and about to take him at his word. Well, you are blessed. You are anointed. You are powerful. Give yourself to prayer. Stay in prayer. Stay in the right place. Don't miss what God has for you. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. I'll see you in the morning at 6 o'clock praying. Calling on the name of the Lord. You are blessed. More grace.